questions. If you have any, please raise your hand. Raise your hand if you have any questions. Joshua?
Ash, you must be devastated given how long you've waited to come back here. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it is. It's heartbreaking, I think. We've had such a brilliant clay court season, and to kind of get a little bit unlucky with timing more than anything, to have something kind of acute happen over the weekend and just kind of run out of time against the clocks is disappointing, but it won't take away the brilliant 3 months that we've had, as much as it hurts right now.
Greg.
It's so tough to really say much, but when you walked off the court, what were those emotions like? I mean, are you able to just put those into words?
Not really, no. It's a tough one. It was just for something acute to happen over the weekend, and then kind of feel like we did everything, absolutely everything we could, to give myself a chance. And it was a small miracle that we were able to get on court for that first round. And again, today it was no better and getting worse again. So it's something that's really disappointing. But like I said, we've had an exceptional last two and a half, 3 months, and a little bit of a setback. What happened today and this week here in Paris won't take away from that. We've had a brilliant time, and it's disappointing to end like this. And I've had my fair share of tears this week, but it's all good. Everything happens for a reason, and there'll be a silver lining in this eventually. Once I find out what that is, it'll make me feel a little bit better, but it will be there, I'm sure.
Russell.
Ash, a lot of bad luck has befallen Grand Slam champions in the women's draw, particularly so far, and you've talked about an acute episode over the weekend. I'm assuming that was actually on the training court, was it? Can you tell us a bit more about how it happened?
It was when we were training over the weekend. I'm not probably in the headspace right now to go through it with you guys. I'm going to continue to work on it as best I can with my team, and we've done absolutely everything we could to give myself the best chance, and we just ran out of time, which sucks. But we go back to the drawing board now and continue to do all the right things to heal and recover as quickly as possible.
Craig.
Ash, watching you this morning during practice, you didn't seem to be hampered that much, but then again, it looked like it was also not an incredibly intense practice session. Would that be fair to say that things like the serve was an issue because you couldn't get the powerful push up from your legs or anything like that?
There's a lot to it, to kind of how I'm feeling and the restrictions I had within my game, and the serve was the biggest one. It was essentially I was trying to roll my arm over these last kind of 4 or 5 days, and taking my legs out of it, which is a challenge in itself. It's just a bridge too far this week, which is disappointing, to know that we'd done all the right things to get to this point. We'd had a fantastic lead up, and for my body to let me down is really, really disheartening. But knowing that we did nothing wrong, it's something that can't be explained at this time. We'll try and figure it out as best we can, like we always do. But to this minute, we're still figuring out how to treat it as best we can, and knowing that we did absolutely nothing wrong in the lead up. There were no red flags. There was nothing. It was just an acute kind of episode, which is tough.
Joshua.
Did you contemplate pulling out today? Obviously, you pulled out of the doubles yesterday. Did that ever go through your head since your first round win?
I just tried to give myself a chance. And see how it felt. Obviously, practicing, we've had our restrictions, and essentially tried to stay as fresh as possible and not aggravate it in any way. But in a match, that's unavoidable at times. It got worse today, and it was becoming at the stage where it was unsafe. So it's as hard as it is. It had to be done.
Ian,
could you just run us through what happened at the end there? Because you you'd got back to 2-2. You actually looked as though there was some sort of revival at the start of the second set. But in the end, and that was almost a little bit of a surprise to see you go to the net. What actually happened there?
It was becoming too much. I mean, I'd been right from the first game. I was battling the pain, and it just became too severe. And like I said, was becoming unsafe. So it was a decision that, yeah, it just a tough one, had to be done.
Russell.
What's the prognosis for the grass, Ash? Do you think it's realistic that you could be fit in time for Wimbledon?
I hope so. I really do. It's we do all the right things now. We continue to do the right things. And, yeah, give ourselves the best chance.
Last two, Elle.
Is this something that you've had happen before, Ash? You said it was a flare-up.
No, completely new injury, and I think, yeah, something that I've never experienced before, and even chatting with my physio, not something she has seen regularly either. So we've been consulting with people all over the world to try and give us some insight into what the best ways to manage it are and to handle it, and we're confident that we do have a plan. It was just that we ran out of time here, so it's disappointing, but not panic stations in a way where we know what's going on. We just need time to manage it, to get back on the court as quickly as we can.
And last one, Craig.
Ash, as far as the issue itself is concerned, is it like as if you're in constant pain, or is it that your movement is hampered? Is it a combination of both? And the second thing I wanted to ask you is, you've played so much since leaving Australia, back to back to back. Could that have had some element or some factor in what's happened the last couple of tournaments?
I mean, completely different scenarios the last two tournaments. I think obviously last week in Rome was a bit of an accumulation, yes. And again, it was probably more to ensure that I would know that I'd be 100% fit coming here, and you know, my arm's been feeling great for the last 7 or 8 days, and that was probably our biggest concern and our biggest focus point, was to make sure that we'd done all the right things for my body. But as for the hip, it was, yeah, had nothing to do with loads or anything like that, as far as we can tell. It was literally acute landing on serve one day, and that's all she wrote. So it was, yeah, brutal and tough to accept.
Thank you very much, Ash. Thank you.
Thank you.